Today the Key 103 bus is in Rochdale with reasons to register, and we're looking at why people should be registered to vote in not just the upcoming elections in May, but in other political issues and in other circumstances as well. And Michael joins us on the bus. Michael, you tell me that you're already registered, but you always make sure you vote. Tell us why that is.
I think it's important to vote because we're living in a democracy society, and if everyone votes, they can make change. Because if people don't vote, I'm thinking, oh, we'll just leave it to someone else to decide our future, then it's never going to happen, because people power can make changes.
And so do you believe quite passionately in the democracy then, and in, you know, going and voting? Do you do your homework first? How do you choose who to vote for?
Right, I choose because in the current climate we're living in, and there's a lot of people struggling, and it all affects us individually, but as a collective we are working to make a better life for ourselves. And we find that our local establishments are losing money in a way that it affects our services, then it's up to us to make that vote, because it will affect us.
Do you think that politics is easy to follow then? Do you watch the news and read the papers, or is it something, you know, that you just kind of have an ear to the ground on? Do you know what I mean? How do you follow what's going on?
Yeah, I do have an ear to the ground, because the way I was brought up, I was always aware of my surroundings, and I always wanted to see people giving the best of what they have. And I find that also looking in the papers and I listen to the news, and that's how I get the information.
Now, some young people are completely just switched off by politics. They don't read the paper, really. They don't watch the news, listen to the news on the radio. What would your message be to young people who just are missing out on voting? What would your message be, Michael?
Right. My message would be, give up the Facebook, internet. Go out and meet people on a one-to-one. Become confident in yourself, know what values you hold, and other people that are like-minded will have the same ideas, and then you can form a group and decide on what changes you want to happen.
Great. Now, you mentioned there about giving up Facebook and the social media. Maybe it's time that the democratic process uses them more. I don't know. Maybe there's something that could be done there. Would that be something that would be useful, do you think?
Yeah, I do. I won't say give it up completely. I think it's a good medium to have, because it connects the world with such a diverse world that we live in, that you can get information straight away. But I also believe that you cannot just substitute one for the other. It's also important to communicate one-to-one with people, because once you lose that art of communication, then you're going to become withdrawn, and then you're just going to go on Facebook and do your gossip columns and and what, how your day's been. But
so in a nutshell, you think it's really important for people to take an ownership of the vote and take the responsibility of voting and finding out what people around them believe?
Yeah, I do. And I also believe with Facebook and the young generation that technology's took over. If they're on the computer a lot of the time, then if they do something constructive by talking about fundamental issues like climate change and the economy, then going on the internet, Facebook, there's going to be so many people that are going to be listening, thinking, oh, I'm going to listen to this guy, because that's something that I thought about, but I didn't know how to go about it.
Well, Michael, thank you very much indeed for your time on the bus today. Just as an aside, really, if you are of the internet generation and you do want to register for your vote online, then Michael's going to tell us the website to visit here. So you go for it, mate.
Right, the website is reasonstoregister.co.uk.
Great, that's reasonstoregister.co.uk, and obviously you can follow us on Twitter at Key103Bus, or use the hashtag #ReasonsToRegister to find out more. Thank you.